comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble!
It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to another brand new fresh live Nerds United on YouTube and Facebook. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, the co-host of the year, Mike Luther. Hello, Mike. No fear, Luther. I apologize.
That'll make more sense with our blind rankings, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that...
It just reminds me of that time.
Oh, got you. Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
What a time it was to be a teenager.
Yes.
At a time when cell phones weren't around and people weren't carrying around cameras in their pocket everywhere they went, documenting everything.
Yeah. We had pager. I had a friend who had a pager.
Never had one. Did you have a pager?
I never had a pager, but he did. So, you know, mom knew to contact him because I was usually around him.
I don't want to say that I wasn't allowed to go places where, like, my folks didn't know the number of, like, my friends, but they wanted to know the number.
Oh, yeah, no. My mom definitely knew the number for all my friends' houses. She also knew that there was a chance we might have to drive around and, you know, see if anybody needed help on the country roads.
I remember one of those times you were driving around, you ran into me.
You remember that. I don't.
I was so insignificant that, of course, you wouldn't remember it.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, my gosh, Greg is too cool. I'm going to forget this now.
Nobody's ever said that, Mike.
Ever.
In the history of my life, I've never been too cool for anything. If I was a wrestler, my name would be Not Too Cool Storm. Too cool or too cold?
There's Too Cold Scorpio.
And there was Too Cool, the faction in the 90s, in the Attitude Era.
Okay. Yeah.
I would not have been in that faction.
I would be Scotty, Not That Hottie.
Even with the rear as rotund as Rikishi, I would not have qualified for that role. And nobody would have wanted to see it.
You never know. Well.
how you been, man? How you been over the week?
I've been fine. Working, gym, surviving, living. I don't want to say thriving, but that's not true. But I'm here.
Well, surviving and thriving. Why not?
Hey, surviving's good enough for me.
Okay.
You know.
Fine, I suppose. Teach their own, I guess. Huh? I'm sorry. I've just a last ditch image that I just thought to grab for the show tonight. So, that is a very small image. Glad I specified image, but that's very small. I don't know if that'll work. All right, we'll move on. Got any big plans for the weekend? It's a holiday weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, Mike.
It is Memorial Day weekend. No, I have zero plans at all. I am a boring, boring guy. Maybe swim. Well, I don't know.
Maybe swim?
Maybe. Mom has the pool open, so I don't know what the weather is supposed to be like. I don't know if it's cool weather yet, but we'll see.
I do feel like we are in, like it's still kind of supposed to be rainy. Like we've been in this rainy season for 3 months.
Yes.
this is going to sound more pretentious than I mean it to, but my lawn care guy quit last week. He said he mowed the yard and then he sent me a text like a day or two after. He's like, hey, I can't do it anymore. He's like, your backyard doesn't drain very well. And so it's really tough to like mow.
Oh, wow.
I'm aware. That's why.
Yeah.
I stopped doing it. No. And I was always of the mindset, not always, But the last couple of years, I was of the mindset of like, it, you know, he had this machine that fit through, I mean, a machine, it was a mower that fit through the gate to the backyard, and he could knock out the backyard in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Like, cause it was one of those like stand behind riding mowers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he could knock that out. And then he told me earlier in the season, he says, yeah, I got rid of that. He said, you and one other house are the only one that, that required that. And he said, it, it costs money to upkeep. I said, that's fine. So he's doing it with like a self-propelled wide deck mower.
Okay.
But yeah, like it would take when he was doing with that stand behind it, he would take him 30 to 35 minutes to do the entire yard trim and everything. I mean, he was just,
okay.
And it would take me 2 hours.
Damn. Okay. Yeah.
Just, you know, sometimes the grass gets high. You've seen the backyard. There's a lot of things to mow around.
Yeah.
And, you know, weed eating and everything. And I was, especially when, you know, the twins were babies, I was of the mindset, I'm like, I can make more money. Like, I can't make more time, you know?
Right, yeah.
I don't want to mow when they're sleeping because I don't want to wake them up.
Right, true.
So that really limited my – now, they don't nap, but now they'd want to be outside. If dad's mowing, they want to be outside. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll cross over. Probably Monday is probably when I'll have to mow.
I see. Are you going to get a new guy or just
– I'm probably just going to do it for a little while.
No, but yeah.
I mean, I know people who do it, you know, but the people that I know who do it professionally, they are like – big client, like they have big commercial properties that they do. I'm like, you guys want to come over and mow my yard?
Right.
I can't make it worth your while.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll suck it up and mow there. And I don't hate mowing. Right. I don't dislike mowing. It's peaceful. It's, you know, it I'm sore at the end of the day. So I feel like I've accomplished something. It was just, it was just, you know, taking time away from the family. So,
Yeah.
You know, we'll suck it up and we'll be a big boy and we'll get the job done.
All right, man. Sounds good.
So, so that's Monday, but tomorrow night, Mike, I am going to be up for the challenge of a lifetime.
Okay.
Because tomorrow night about this time down in Heron, Illinois, and this was the image I was trying to, pull up that it's not going to cooperate. I'm going to be watching my friend's band.
Ooh. Okay.
You remember the band Revis?
Yes, I do. I heard you talking about them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're back, baby, with new music, and they're playing down at Heron Fest. And while on Heron Fest Facebook event, it says the live music begins at 6:30. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
My friend, who's in the band, says they're taking the stage at 9.
Oh, so you're not going to watch them then?
No. Okay. I am. I might just fall asleep during.
Yeah.
Wheel my lazy boy out there and be like, great. Oh. the real challenge will be coming home. But I think, you know, there's a certain amount of energy after a concert that, you know, will permeate me throughout. I'll be fine.
I'm somewhat serious about this because I've seen you drive home late and there were hold on.
Okay.
If you need to call me tomorrow night just to have somebody to talk to while you drive to keep you awake, I have zero problems doing that. Because you think I'm joking, but I have seen you driving back like this.
I made it back.
You did? Yes, this time. So I'm just throwing that out there. If you're fair. Like, okay, I need...
I don't have your number, but we can figure it out.
I'll give you my number on Messenger. It's fine.
You don't want to give it to me right now?
I'm sure, I guess. Maybe somebody will call me. Who knows?
Well, Fred is aware of the show. He's having pizza and beer and hopes to be home soon. And Fred, be safe and enjoy. And someday we'll get the notification out to people that we're doing this live show before 23 minutes before the show goes off. But such is... my schedule this week. You know, Garrett's out of school now, so I have had 3.5 days with him.
Okay.
And sometimes having to drop him off at Ashley's work so he can hang out the afternoon there while I'm working and things like that. So we made it work. We didn't get to really do anything fun. he got out of school Tuesday, early dismissal, and we went down the road. You know where the White Cottage is in Belleville.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went there for lunch, and apparently half the school also went to the White Cottage for lunch. So we sat outside, and it was totally fine. And speaking of, he's got to sneak up stairs quietly. But so we did that. And then today we ended up over at the dealership, the car dealership in Breeze, because my wife's van had the check engine light on. And normally, yeah, nothing.
So you got a new one. Got it.
No. Normally I'd go all the way out to Salem, but I didn't have time. So yeah. I went half the distance to Breeze and found out that a couple of codes got thrown. And so, yeah, it needs new tires and needed an oil change. So we did that. And then we got some Dairy King on the way back.
Of course.
So I filled that boy with chicken tenders and ice cream. So it's been a good week.
Is Dairy King and Breeze just as expensive as the Dairy King in Trenton?
I don't know. We went to the one in Trenton.
Oh, okay. So it was just you two
mm-hmm.
that went. Did you get anything?
I got a burger and fries and a shake. So and a shake.
And chicken tenders. So was your bill about $700?
So funny story. We had discussed because I was like, "Buddy, you hungry?" Yeah. I said, "Are you want some tenders?" Okay. He said, "Can I get some ketchup?" And I said, "No, I don't really, don't want you dripping ketchup in the vehicle." He was wearing a new T-shirt that has a snapping turtle. I was like, "I don't think you want to get ketchup on your new shirt." So we go through the drive-thru, and I place the order. I'm like, "Yeah, can I get a double bacon cheeseburger?" "Oh, what do you want on that?" "Just ketchup and mustard, and a side of fries, and two chocolate shakes." "Oh, what size?" And for those of you who are uninitiated with Dairy King, they don't have small, medium, large. They have mini, small, and medium shakes. So I got two small chocolate shakes. And then I went up and I politely paid and I waited for my food and I got the food. And Gara says, "Can I have my tenders now?" And I was like, "Oh.
You forgot the boy?"
In my defense, this
you
was
were
all
hungry. I get it.
No, this was at like 2 p.m. Before we had left for Breeze, he had 3 pieces of pizza, a peanut butter sandwich, and some grapes.
He's a growing boy.
He is. So I said, "All right, we have 2 options." Knowing that I was taking him to Ashley's work so he could hang out there because I had to get home and get onto an appointment. I said, "We can stop in Lebanon and the DQ and get you some tenders." I said, "Or we can go to the O'Fallon one, get you some tenders and get mom some ice cream." And he went for that one. So he still got his tenders. I said, "And by the way, if we wait to the O'Fallon one, we can get the ketchup because you'll take it up to the office and you can eat with the ketchup." He's like,
"There you go." Okay. So, okay. That's fair.
We find the silver linings in the clouds that we create ourselves.
It's a compromise. I get it.
So, but anyway, so it's been a fun week. Just not having to get him out of the house by 7:30 has kind of been fun too. So
yeah,
it's only mildly thrown me off my game, but hey, we're cool. We're cool. Well, before we get into our regularly scheduled, like, Mike, did you go to the comic shop? I didn't, but I went to the library and I got stuff to do. It is the, we're celebrating. I put it out on social media. Kevin Hunsberger, who basically runs the Jittery Monkey Facebook page, that comes as no surprise to you, Mike. It was 11 years ago today that the Jittery Monkey was created. Finalized by our artist friend Joe Dott, who's done all of the artwork for all of the shows, up and down the last 11 years. So 11 years ago, the Jittery Monkey was finalized, and I think within 2 weeks, Nerds United began. So I just wanted to, get nostalgic about some of the shows. Nerds United was, of course, one of the first 2 shows on this podcast network. The other one was simply called the Jittery Monkey Podcast. And while I was not a regular on that, I was more of a spot guest. But that was So this all started when I had about 6 months left in terrestrial radio. I didn't know it at the time that I had 6 months left, but I knew that I needed an outlet to talk about things that I couldn't talk about in the limited amount of time that I had to talk on the radio. So the Jittery Monkey podcast was a coworker of mine and a couple of friends of his, and they would, you know, just get some current events and talk and you know, made some notes about that. Nerds United was there. And then we had another one called On the Recruiting Trail, which was about college basketball recruiting out of the state of Illinois. Had fortunate enough to have a buddy of mine at the time who was knowledgeable about all that stuff. And do you hear all that thumping around?
No.
Okay. No. It sounds like I'm pretty sure Garrett's upstairs, like doing jumping jacks in his room or something. Like he's bouncing around having himself a good time. But my buddy Yoshi had a friend named Scott, and Scott still follows and is compensated to write about, you know, and cover college basketball recruiting. So they had that show. And then again, Nerd United came along the second week of June. From there, of course, Kevin Huntsberger, My 1-2-3 Cents, which is the most episodes of any podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. He's never missed a week since I think November or December of 2013 or 14. I can't remember. I should know that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There were times when early on I'd go weeks without a show for Nerd United. and thankfully with you, you know, things have changed. We have some scheduling hiccups and some life that happens. Of course, 11 years ago, I didn't have kids.
True.
So, you know, I could have done more, but I remember I drove around a lot, and I used radio station equipment to drive around quite a bit and get some of these interviews and conversations and things like that. We've had Popped Culture, which is kind of, you know, what it sounds like. It's a lot like this show, except it wasn't this show, and that went a little ways. We had Greg and Chad's Power Half Hour.
Yes.
Which was there and gone.
And then back again for a little bit.
And then back again and gone again. Yeah. And then Chad has talked with me here and there, and I don't think he probably wants me getting too into the weeds about this, but he had an idea for another show and was trying to see if it would work out with his special guest.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily think they've ironed out all the kinks just yet, but you know, we also have the Five Heart Podcast, my Husker show, originated here, and that's why, you know, the friend, you know, people who you know, watch that show and watch this show, like, why is there like a gorilla throwing the bones? It's because, you know, we had to stay on brand with that Jittery Monkey and that ape like approach to our graphics. So I'm trying to think if there's anything other, any other ones that I'm missing. I don't believe so. Without looking, I've got a quick scan of the Power Half Hour, which you mentioned. So I think we nailed them all. There might have been one or two more that didn't have very long runs, but yeah, so that's very brief history of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network, and some of those shows were pulled down. Some of them are archived. I think the ones that still remain for sure on jitterymonkey.com are, of course, Nerds United, My 1-2-3 Cents, and Greg and Chad's Power Half Hour. So
yeah,
if you ever want to go back and see any of that old stuff, it is there. And if it's not on there, I apologize. So, is that pretty fair?
That's fair. Yeah. 11 years. All right.
11 years. I should have so many more episodes. But this is episode 369. Damn good time.
You should have way, way more. You should have this 11 years. You should have, this should be like episode 3069.
Hold on. I'm going to do math now.
There's 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
52 times 11.
572.
That's not too bad then, I guess. Yeah.
52 times 11. I'm not crazy. Yeah, 572.
Okay. I mean, still, okay.
You're right. I should definitely still have more.
That's my friend, though. All right. You know what? You love what you do, so that's good. And you do what you love.
You know what? I give it more than I'm compensated to do, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, I'm not paid to do this, you know, clearly. Look around. There's no green screen with, you know, fancy animations or anything like that behind us. I can't even figure out how to, like, make it to where we can upload these to TikTok and have it look nice. Apologies to the TikTok audience on that. Like, you know, this is fun. At the end of the day, if nobody else watches, I get to hang out with you for an hour or so and shoot the breeze and talk comics and things like that. So.
Yeah. And now that the weather's getting nicer, we can one day be closer to each other and have a beer and do this.
I thought you were going to say and embrace.
Well, that's what do you think the beer's for? No.
I'm excited now. I'm going to limber up. It's going to be good. Perfect. Well, Mike, did you make any acquisitions this week?
I did not.
Okay.
It's all on you, buddy.
I read. Let's see. What did I read? Oh. Okay. Things that I read in the past week. Can you hear me? There we are.
I got you.
All right. So I think maybe I talked about this last time. I don't know. Did we talk about Space Ghost last week?
Yes.
Okay. I read that.
Oh, you hadn't read it last week. You got it.
Oh, okay. So I read it.
Okay.
And, all right. So I am officially into the House of Brainiac.
Okay, nice.
Which is a crossover. Somewhere in here it says very succinctly like all the titles that cross over with it, but it's Action Comics, Superman. There are some tie-ins for Green Lantern and Power Girl.
Okay.
And come to find out, and I have that Green Lantern tie-in, by the way, in Green Lantern, Hal Jordan is a fugitive.
No.
Look, he's even kind of go low-key and fly under the radar. But you come to find out that the Green Lantern Corps has kind of been, I don't want to say taken over. I hope this doesn't piss anybody off. The only way that I can maybe equate this to in a succinct way is if the United Nations had sole control over the NYPD.
Okay.
So it's the United Planets who have taken over the Green Lantern and Corps, and they have split off. So Hal Jordan didn't go along with the plan. I've not read this new run of Green Lantern, so I was going in very blind. So he's on the lam, and he's back on Oa looking for some allies. So anyway, that's read that one, and it's really interesting. You see here Superman Dos.
See?
I feel like. Yeah. So, this works out. Check this out. Hold on. Let me see if I can... Yeah, look, it's one big cover.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very cool.
There we go. Does that make sense? Am I holding it properly?
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Wait, let me try. Am I holding
it? Yep, that's it.
But you have Superman, and he is Brainiac has basically kidnapped every super being on planet Earth, and we haven't found out why yet. Except he couldn't get Superman, and Superman found Lobo because if you could see, Brainiac had recruited a bunch of Zarnians, which is Lobo's, you know, home planet, Zarnia. Everybody knows that, right? So it's now about to the point of the story that I'm at is it's Superman and Lobo, and they're about to run roughshod. We hope. I'm not there yet. So what I have the continuation. We have House of Brainiac 3. We have a new Green Lantern with that Brainiac House of Brainiac tie-in, which is why I have that. What else we have? Oh, here we go. That doesn't look like they get along, but I'm pretty sure they're going to get along. I just have a feeling.
Yeah, they probably are.
It's the main match.
Okay.
House of Brainiac 4. Also have Gargoyle's Quest issue 2. Grimm, number 17.
Oh, and I asked
him at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois. I said, I'm not trying to be a jerk. How long does Grimm go on? Like, is there an end to Grimm yet? And he looked, and issue 18 is going to be out in July. Or 18, no, eight, I'm sorry, 18 or 19. He's like, it's probably not going to end then. 19 seems like a weird number.
Yeah.
To end a comic book on. I said, okay, well.
You know, I think whatever. It's going to be an ongoing series. That's what it seems like.
Which is a departure, right, from Stephanie Phillips' previous work where it's succinct, six or eight issues, something like that. I think The Butcher of Paris was 4. So
yeah.
But hey, kudos to her getting that payday.
Yeah.
And then the last single issue that I got, that's important, is The Immortal Thor.
You do love your Thor.
I, for whatever reason, something about that.
Thor's good. More
something
Thor.
Something about that Norse man, I tell you.
I get you.
Oh, sorry. Norse god.
Sure. Also true.
Yeah. And I did pick up one trade paperback. I was just kind of scrolling around looking, what's going to catch my eye? And surprisingly, this caught my eye. I don't usually go for this character. Like, I don't have a bunch of books of this character. But I thought this might be a decent run to acquire. So I got Planet Hulk.
Oh, okay. Have you never read the Planet Hulk series? Or
I haven't. And okay. And I can say that for sure. Usually I'd be like, I don't know.
Right.
And then I buy it and then realize that I have a second copy and then Mike gets a copy. But as I was flipping through this, there was a scene, like an introduction of Silver Surfer, and they recognize one another. And I'm like, there's none of this at all is familiar. So
nice. I haven't read it either, but I've heard good things about it.
So someday you'll have that to read.
Perfect.
So, well, let's shift gears. We talked comics, Mike. What about, have you read anything of note? I'm sorry. Have you read anything?
I just finished Essex County. I'm working on Killadelphia still. That'll probably be done this weekend. And then I don't know which one I'm reading next. I forget. That's about it.
Okay. Again, outside of the few issues that here and there that I read, nothing new. Have you watched anything, Mike? That's what I was trying to say. Did you watch anything of note?
Let's see. Still watching What We Do in the Shadows. Nothing that I didn't talk about last time, I don't think. Should look on my phone to see. But what about you?
I did. I watched, to the best of my knowledge, one movie this week. In fact, I started it just a couple days ago and finished it last night or earlier today. It's on Netflix, and it was not a movie that I'd heard of, but the premise sounded interesting. And I was watching, I'm like, oh, this is quite a gory movie. And that makes sense when I share the image. Can you believe we're almost a half hour in and this is the first image that we're sharing? But the movie is Upgrade, and you can see there from Blumhouse.
Heard of that? Yes,
the producer of Get Out, Happy Death Day, and The Purge.
What was that on?
Netflix.
Ah, okay. You did say that, yeah. Duh.
Not man, not machine. More.
How was it?
I didn't know. Honest to God, knew nothing about it at all. I don't even think I watched the trailer. I put it on my watch list and I let it sit there for a week. Maybe I mean, it was something that caught my interest. It was good. Okay. I enjoyed it. It's not going to be for everybody. And at one point I'm like, oh, well, totally saw that coming. And then they flipped it on me. So I don't really want to say much more than that. It was good, but it was bleak, you know, violent. There was, I mean, Blumhouse is known for horror.
Yeah.
And so there was a death in this that I had never seen before. Now, I don't go out seeking horror movies. That's just not my,
right. Yeah.
That's not how I operate. But having not ever seen it, when I saw it, I was like, oh, in a good way. Like,
okay,
it's one of those, I can't get it out of my mind now. I'm not going to have trouble. Like, I didn't have trouble sleeping last night, because of it, but when you or the good people here, the nerdy Nimrods, I believe, yes. Or nincompoops.
Nope. Nimrods. I thought of nincompoops that it lost. It was nerdy Nimrods.
It's been a long time since we brought that name out.
True.
When you see it, you'll know exactly which I'm talking about.
Okay.
So, it's, you know, you can kind of just tell by the poster and by the tagline there. I mean, it has to do with kind of like cybernetics and,
yeah.
And, you know, biomechanic enhancements, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
The way the story unfolds is dark and also kind of like, yeah, I didn't see the story unfolding the way it did.
Okay.
There were elements of it that made complete sense to me. And then in the final reveal, I'm like, you sons of bitches, you got me.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I would recommend it. I think you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
So,
I remember the trailer for it.
I don't. Like, that's the weird thing. Like, did you ever see the movie Gamer?
Yes.
I remember that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was such a, you know, I'm not to say that we're in that place now because we can't control other people. You know, like we don't have the yet. we don't have the means to, you know, walk around in you know, virtually, but walk around in someone's real body. Like, our VR is still pretty virtual. But that was a weird one too. I don't think that one, if that movie came out now, I think maybe it does a little bit better.
Yeah.
Cause I think at the end of the day, that movie is just an indictment on the, you know, technology that, you know, the rise in technology that we're seeing. And the phrase that's pretty popular now, going out and touch grass. Like, so many people need to go touch grass.
And it's fun to do.
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't like to do it in bare feet. Like, I don't like to wear shoes, but.
I'll go barefoot.
Well.
I mean, not in your yard, because I know what happens in your yard, but.
I do have a dog. But yes. The front yard is pretty safe.
Yes. Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right. I don't really think, like. Oh, I started watching Archer again.
Okay.
But I didn't go back to the beginning. I went to, I think, season 10. It's Archer 2099. It's when they're in space.
Okay.
So I forget how much I love Archer. And they're not terribly long seasons. Like, they're not 22, 23 episodes. I think they're 12 episodes, something like that. I mean, so it's pretty well managed. And I think those characters are so fun. And I like the dysfunction of it all. And that's about the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. What we got for news?
What do we got for news? What do we got for news? The first thing, and for you, probably the biggest thing, is that tickets went on sale a couple days ago for Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yes, indeed. I got my tickets July 25th, 9:30.
At night?
Yeah.
If you need to call me after on your way home.
No, I can stay up. I can stay up past that. No, because Nolan wanted to come with me, and he's going to probably work till maybe 6:30, 8, somewhere around there. And so went a little bit later. So, yeah. But that's a Thursday. I'll be enjoying it in my recliner. See, I got the recliner seats. It's going to be good. From what I've heard, I don't know if you were going to mention this, it was the biggest ticket sales for day one R-rated movie of all time.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
They're expecting like $100 million box office weekend opening.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm like a huge proponent for theaters. I love the experience of going to a movie theater. Like I love my bucket of popcorn. I think, what was it? The last one we went to was as a family. It was Ashley, Garrett, and I as a family minus the twins. But we went on Migration, I think. And I like bucket of popcorn. Bring it here.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed the movie going experience. I apologize. I feel like distracted and looking out, you know, the windows right here. But if there's a sound coming from outside. I don't know if you can hear it, but it sounds like somebody shoveling snow, except it's the end of May. Like, but it has that scraping sound.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? I'm not going to open the door and look. We're doing a show, and there might be a crazy person on the other side. But anyway, no, I will go and see that movie in theaters. I just don't know when. And it's, you know, you kind of called it when we talked about it. It's more likely going to be a spur of the moment type of thing.
Yeah.
But I should probably get a ticket to have a ticket and block off my schedule. Like, sorry, everybody. I can't meet clients today. I'm going to go see. I do have a very important meeting with Ryan and Hugh.
There you go. Exactly. Yes.
And it's a buy sell agreement or a key man appointment. So
perfect. There you go.
No one would be any. Well, they would probably know. I'm kind of a nerd. So there's that. And we also learned, and shame on us, we learned this 3 weeks ago, except I didn't know it. But the sixth and final season of Cobra Kai is going to come out in three phases, starting in July and going until, I think, the first quarter of next year.
Yeah.
15 episodes left of Cobra Kai.
That's just stretching it too much.
Think so?
Yeah.
Because they've only been doing what, like 8 episodes per season?
Yeah, probably 8 to 10 would be my guess.
Realistically, they're putting almost two seasons. Do you think that there's enough story, honestly? Like, is there enough meat on that bone?
No. They should have stopped at 3 seasons, maybe stretched it to 4. And don't get me wrong, I'll watch this.
Right.
This more feels like they want it to be really important. So they're going to be like, and I don't know how many episodes are in this next quote unquote season.
Well, 15 total episodes. Yeah. That's like, that's a season and a half to 2 seasons of that show.
That's true. But still, I think they're stretching it too much. Now, am I going to watch it? Of course I am.
Right.
You know, I'll probably go back and rewatch it.
The end of a legacy deserves a grand finale. Do you have like a most shocking moment of that show to date?
Oh gosh. No, but I have a most rewatched, which was the fight scene in the lunchroom, which that doesn't tell much. So then most of their fight scenes were in the lunchroom, but they fought a lot.
Is that the one? Cause my most like, oh my God, moment is when Robbie kicks Miguel over the banister.
Breaks back.
Is that the same fight?
No. This is like season one. It was like right when Miguel was like showing that he could fight. He learned a little bit. You know how it goes when you take like 2 weeks of karate and then all of a sudden you're just a black belt there and you can beat everybody. Yep. You know how that goes, right?
That is not my experience with karate or taekwondo.
Somebody shows you how to do a kick and then you just beat up all the people that are way bigger than you.
The magic of Hollywood, or maybe they just had better senseis than I did.
That's right. That could be. Yeah. You know,
Mr. Lee, if you're watching this, I apologize sincerely. So not Mr. Bruce Lee. Just, definitely not. So yeah. So that's going to be coming. The first, I had July. I wish I knew the exact date, but that would require caring just a little
bit. July 3rd, maybe.
Hey, that might be perfect time for my my birthday, because my birthday is July 5th, and let's not forget that.
Okay.
This year. July 18th.
July 18th.
So a week before, you're going to go see Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yes.
The other bit of Netflix news that we got, which nobody's hating on this, is another movie in the Knives Out series. Rian Johnson and Daniel Craig teaming up. Daniel Craig, of course, on screen or on camera, and Rian Johnson behind the camera, but Wake Up Dead Man which unfortunately is not our dead man that we appreciate from DC Comics.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But, you know, there was, of course, Knives Out, and then there was Glass Onion, a Knives Out story. Now there's Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out story. And that's all we have. We just have a title. We don't have a date. We don't have anything else except that Daniel Craig will be returning in his Benoit Blanc.
Yes. Hey, as long as it's like Knives Out or Glass Onion, we know we're going to like it.
Agreed.
You know,
I saw somebody say that they liked Knives Out, but that Glass Onion was kind of meh. I was like, that's a take. I can't go with you on that one.
I can't either. To each his own, though. Whatever.
Right. Here's a big story that because I just found out about it today, I have the graphic. I don't have the article, but. You know, Reacher on Prime Video is coming back for a third season. And apparently, like, I never read the Reacher books. What I know of Reacher is from the Tom Cruise movie and this version here on Prime Video.
Yeah.
But apparently there is a fan favorite villain by the name of Pauly.
Okay.
And Pauly in the books towers over Reacher.
Okay.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Like, because Reacher's right in the books, like 6'7", something like that.
Yeah.
So the actor that they cast to play Pauly is a Dutch. I don't know if he's a bodybuilder or what. He's a big boy.
Big boy, yes.
And that his name is, I have it here, Olivier or Rich Richards. I'm going with it.
Yes.
I don't know if it's right. He's Dutch. So I feel like I don't have to be as accurate.
But
probably not the nice thing. Anyway, he's a very big man. You see what he's doing there. He's already starting to get a little, having some fun in the back lot there for Reacher, scratching out Reacher's name, writing Pauly on the trailer. But I want to show you this picture, Mike. This is what they call a giant supercar.
Okay.
It's an Aston Martin DBX 707 horsepower V8 twin turbo. And the top of the door is below his waist.
Yeah.
He is, honest to God, head and shoulders taller than this vehicle. I think he's coming in at 7'2".
Oh my gosh.
If you want to see more, go to, you know, on Instagram, go to the Dutch Giant. There was a picture of him trying to sit in a regular airplane seat.
Yeah.
And he literally, like, his butt would not go in the seat. He was sitting, I can't, you know, like this.
Right.
And his butt was at the like top of the armrest. So obviously they had to find him a different seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty tall. His legs might be taller than me.
He's a big boy.
So, Olivier Richards, Mr. Reacher, you're going to have your hands full, we think, with that one. So, let's see, what else? I saw this trailer, which I didn't know was a thing. And at the same time, I didn't know that it was a thing that I kind of think was pretty amazing. But you know that Ryan Reynolds already has one movie in theaters right now.
Yes.
Called If.
Yep,
Imaginary
yes,
Friends. With, I think it was written by, directed by something, John Krasinski.
Yep.
Which, by the way, if you ever saw that like featurette that they had with Asian Jim. I know it's not his
movie. Yeah.
And he's like, "Hi, I'm John Krasinski." Like, "You're not John." I'm like, "Ryan, come on, we've been working on this movie. I know you haven't seen me in a while." You know, bringing back that old office prank. But that movie looks like a lot of fun, you know, for families. And this movie called Harold and the Purple Crayon stars Zachary
Levi.
Thank you. And I'll say this. I think Zachary Levi might have found his niche. Because he's pretty good in Shazam, the Shazam movies. So kind of like that, I don't want to say fish out of water, but that a little bit naive, kind of innocent.
Childlike, yeah.
Right. So I watched the, I don't know if you watched the trailer for this today.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I didn't know, I know nothing about Harold and the Purple Crayon.
No. Nope.
But apparently it is a book.
Okay.
It is a children's picture book from 1955, written and illustrated by Crockett Johnson. And it is a story about Harold, who is a curious four-year-old who, with his magic purple crayon, has the power to create a world of his own simply by drawing it. And they apparently are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like 10 books that are Harold and the something. In this version, in this movie, as you can tell by the image there, 4-year-old Harold's grown up and he has drawn, you know, himself a door from the, you know, book world, I suppose, to the real world, which he's walking in there. The gentleman to Zachary's left or our right in the imagination world is a moose. And the individual on the bike is a porcupine. So you can see they adapt human forms in the real world.
Okay. I see.
But in moments of distress, they kind of like revert back to their animal form. So it seems like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And again, that naivete could come back to haunt Harold, as the trailer will allude. So, yeah, kind of, you know, that might be a fun one to take Garrett to. So,
yeah, I agree.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else news-wise that I have. Do you have any news or notes or anything that you wanted to discuss this week,
Mike? No.
Well, shall we mosey to my family abandoned me, so I'm trying to just tell them goodnight. Why don't you cue up, Mike, the topic or the grand finale of tonight's show?
Okay. So we had – no, you're fine. We had to put aside – we were going to do the, you know, pick 5 out of the 15. We were going to do 90, I believe it's 80s and 90s video games. That is – we're putting on the burner, back burner for next week. But so we decided it was kind of a last minute thing. I said, hey, let's do blind rankings because we haven't done blind rankings in a long time. And it's easy to do. It's quick, you know, it's fun. So I said, Greg, you got to pick the topic. Greg said 90s bands. So I said, that's an amazing topic. And really, just we're very broad with it. Just any band that had an album out in the 90s, I guess.
Yeah. And that was, you know, because you said, I guarantee there will be one on this list that you've never heard of. And I said, let's, you know, to, if it's not too broad, let's do any band that, yeah, you know, like I said, released music in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then I made my list. I'm like, these are all quintessential. You'd hear them in regular airplay on the Alice 104.1 or The Point, you know, those alternative rock stations. So mine are quintessential 90s bands, Mike.
Mine were, I would say, kind of the same. I think you'll know all of these, really. I think you will now. So do you want to name yours first, or do you want to go first, or me?
I will happily name mine first.
You're going to name yours first. Okay, so I'm going to put them in order. Okay.
Are you going to put mine in order, too? Are you going to do all the writing?
Yes.
Okay. There's Thunder.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So these are in the order that I wrote them down. Like, I'm not doing anything fancy.
Yep.
So we will start with Honest to God. The first CD I ever owned was their Blue album, and that is Weezer.
Okay. Weezer. You know what? First of all, if we're going just that Blue album, the rank's different. If I'm going Weezer as a band as a whole now, you know what? I'm going to have to go with Weezer. I'm going to have to give them a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It wasn't the first album I bought, but it definitely listened to it a lot.
I first heard about Weezer on the bus to school in seventh grade, picked up at New Baden Elementary and took it out to Westland. And I asked for it for my 13th birthday. And I got it for my birthday. So
nice. Yeah.
So that's my first one offering to you. And then how about Smashing Pumpkins?
Smashing Pumpkins, they're fine. Look, All-Star, of course, everybody, you know, I think that's the name of the song, loves. But they're going at a five for me.
Wait, are you thinking of Smash Mouth?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm thinking of Smash Mouth. Also, don't like, I'm not a huge fan of Smashing Pumpkins either. I always think of Smash Mouth.
I was like, All-Star, I'm not. Okay. All right, next on the list is Oasis.
Okay. Typical, very 90s band.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's what we're doing.
Okay. Hey, you just look disappointed.
No, because I mean, I listened to them a ton in the 90s, you know, but I'm going with a four for them.
Okay. Okay.
Might not be good.
By the way, Josh Hansen is here joining us on YouTube and says, now I want to hear Smashing Pumpkins sing All Star.
Maybe they did. We don't know. They could have.
We need to make that happen. If Billy's not too busy with that wrestling promotion, maybe we can make it happen. All right. Gin Blossoms.
Okay. Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
No. That's okay. I'm going to hope for a good number one. I'm going to go two for that.
Now I'm going to hope for a good number one for you. I went The Offspring.
Yes. Agreed. Okay. Agreed. Absolutely. Yeah.
Sometimes it's fun to like throw that zinger at you in the last minute, but I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to disappoint you 5 out of 5 times.
No, I wasn't disappointed in any of those.
Well, you. All right.
And I knew them. Gin Blossoms. I forget what they sang, but I know.
Follow You Down.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Now that's
And others. I remember, you know, they get some mention and some love in Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
It's like the best Gin Blossom song. It's like Follow You, or whatever. There's two that have like similar titles, you know, something like that, or themes to the title. And Beard's like, or Ted's like, nope, that's their best one. My favorite is Hey Jealousy. There it is.
Oh, yes.
Josh Hanson. I think it was Hey Jealousy and Follow You Down were the two songs that they were talking about. So all right, so you had The Offspring as one, then Gin Blossoms, Weezer, Oasis, and Smashing Pumpkin Mouth. Okay. Well, it's funny you say that because we had I don't want to sidetrack too far, but were you confirmed?
Yes.
Okay. At St. Mary's?
Yeah.
So
I don't know where I was. No, it wouldn't have been St. Mary's.
I thought you were Catholic. I'm sorry.
I was. I was.
Anyway.
Wherever was, I don't know.
We had this confirmation. Mike's mom, if you're watching, God bless you. We had this confirmation retreat out at Modern Day High School on like a Sunday, and we had to break up into teams. And I was on a team with like your cousin and a couple other people. And we called ourselves the Pumpkin Fighters. We blended Smashing Pumpkins and the Foo Fighters into the name of our group for the day.
Okay, nice. So.
All right. It is my turn. I'm moderately concerned to where this is going to go.
Okay, I'm again in order as I wrote them. I'm hoping you know some of these. I don't even know if you've listened. Some of these bands for sure you've listened to. But,
sure.
First one, MXPX.
You would do that to me. I'm not familiar with them. We'll put 5.
Okay. They're a very good. It's one of the first like
band you thought of.
Punk bands. No, it's the first one of like the first punk bands
I listened
to. Yeah. Here's this 90s bands. This is what I listened to in the 90s, by the way.
Yeah.
Real Big Fish.
I'm hesitant. I do like Real Big Fish.
Good. That's what you said.
I'm hesitant to put them too high because I don't know what's coming up. I really want to put them at 2, but I'm gonna put them at a conservative 3.
That's fair. Green Day.
2.
two. That's yeah. This one, you might know, you might not. I know, so like, for me, this is like bands that are like, oh yeah, like I definitely know, but I don't know how popular they were.
Right.
Less Than Jake.
I've heard of them.
Okay.
If they were, I mean, I can't name any songs, so I'll go four.
Four. Okay.
Sorry, everybody.
It's quite all right. I mean, my friends would be disappointed, but they also don't watch this, so it's okay.
That's fine. Neither, I mean, my friends do because it's Josh.
Yeah.
my now, friend Josh.
You're number one, and this is good for you. We're going Limp Bizkit.
All right. I had two of their albums.
I still do. One. I think I had two for sure.
I had
the one with Faith on it.
Oh, so I had their second and third one then. Or I had the one with Nookie on it.
Yeah, that's their second one.
Is it?
I think.
Deep diving into Limp Bizkit now. Never didn't know I'd see the day. let's see. Discography. That's what we want.
$3 bill, y'all.
Okay, yeah. So I had
that one for sure.
Okay. And I had Significant Other and Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Okay.
Which, by the way, somehow got into my house because, thank the Lord, my parents didn't understand or know or ask what that meant.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, I remember asking for I didn't even know what this meant. But Green Day's Dookie album. I didn't know what Dookie was.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a word that it was, you know, a bleep blarp, you know.
Right.
I remember asking because I think at the time, I don't think I could drive. I think my mom had to go and get it. Or maybe I had to ask, you know, for money. I forgot what it was.
So glad this conversation's happening.
Yeah. And then the other one that I remember, around the time, I think I could have driven, but my mom might have seen it. And it's not a bad album, but it was Simple Plan's, was it? No Pad, No Helmet, Just Balls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to pull up a picture right now.
Okay.
I also asked for Dookie for Christmas one year. And I thought, I was like, it was... I thought it was, you know, good music. And I thought it would be an okay. I mean, I thought it'd be a good album. I didn't anticipate any issues acquiring this album for Christmas. I did not get that album for Christmas. The only CD that I got, the only music that I got that year for Christmas, featured a naked black man on the cover.
Okay, intrigued. Wow. Okay.
Now, it had Kiss from a Rose from Batman Forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And other songs that, you know, were not bad songs. But I was like, that is quite the image to give a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Definitely didn't affect me the rest of my life.
Luckily, I was able to get Green Day's Dookie.
Well, look at you.
You know.
Josh says he's going to put Dookie in my stocking this year.
As well, he should.
I did go out years later and acquire, you know, out of pocket, of course, Green Day's International Super Hits.
Yes, their, I had that one too.
Collection.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and it got, you know, songs from Dookie, Nimrod, and Move Forward. I really liked that. That was a 2-disc album. So
yes,
that was a good album. Yeah, and again, we talked about Limp Bizkit and. You know, I had some Offspring. I have such fond memories of memories. One memory in particular of hearing Oasis' Champagne Supernova, like laying in bed reading, and for whatever reason, like that song came on, and I could tell you exactly where my bed was in regards to the room. It's weird what we hang on to, you know.
Because you just reminded me of something, and okay, I was making sure I had the name of the band right, which was the Crystal Method.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay, speaking of memories, and it's especially in the I would say late '90s, because this is close to when we were graduating. Mm-hmm. But I would often weekends or like, you know, Friday, Saturday, whatever, me and Dave would hang out and a bunch of us would hang out. And we would end up going to sleep in his attic. I've got to listen to the dog. We would end up going to sleep in his attic to whatever Crystal Method CD, maybe it was a CD, maybe it might have been a cassette, I don't know, probably CD, that he had. And which is odd because it's not like a soft, like lullaby type music.
Right.
But for whatever reason, it calmed us down and just we're able to, I mean, there was other beverages that calmed us down too. But it, you know, because skiing.
Yes, of course.
And,
yes.
And water. We had plenty of water to drink, you know. But yeah, I always think of that too.
Josh says Josh thinks the first three CDs he ever bought himself were Weird Al Smells Like Nirvana, Presidents of the USA, and Bush's Razorblade Suitcase. I remember being in eighth grade in science class with Mr. Rieger.
Okay, yeah.
And that's when Pot USA was like that Peaches was
yes.
was hot.
I almost put Pot USA on my list.
I would have had them ahead of MXPX. No offense to MXPX.
That's fair.
And you know what? I need to be better about being more open. And I'm definitely more open-minded about music from that era.
Yeah.
So like if you send me a link to MXPX or the other band that you mentioned.
Less Than Jake.
Thank you. Okay. I will listen to their music. If you send me something from a band of today, I'm like, let's see. Josh says it took me decades to realize how obsessed that album was with Tiny Creatures.
What album, Josh? I'm very confused, and by the looks of it, so is Mike.
So, anything else for the good people this week, Mike?
I think that's it.
Well, how about that? We got out of here just over an hour.
Hell yeah.
And 24 hours from now, I will be rocking my face off with Revis. They have a new EP out on all the music places. It's called Bottles of Lightning. And we encourage you, at least I encourage you, to check it out. And you can check them out on social media. It's a six songs. If you have iTunes, it's six songs for like $6. A couple of really good, songs on here. I will always forever be a big fan. Thank you for sending me the links now. Well, you like to distract me as much as outside noises. Places for Breathing is Revis's, I think first and probably only full-length studio album from 2003, if you can imagine that. So I'm excited that they are back together. Happy to see them all doing what they love and hanging out and playing music. And Josh says, look at that President USA song list, Kitty, Little Dune Buggy, Body, 20-Foot Smurfs in Naked and Famous. Basically, that's a lot of bees. Basically, every song except Peaches is about small animals.
I didn't think about that.
Except for 20-foot Smurfs.
Well, that's an animal. Smurfs are animals.
But not small.
Well, that's true.
And not real. All right, that'll do it. I think this we've had Fred, when you come back and watch the show, just know we missed you, man. And we'll try to do it again next week. I think that's the plan.
Yeah. Oh, you may be might have to be on Saturday.
Is that possible? Checking my calendar. No, that's not possible. I have a wedding to go to.
Oh, okay. Might be on Sunday then.
That might be possible.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
We will definitely figure it out. So Mike, thank you so much for bearing with me. You're the best. There's a reason you're the co-host of the year.
True.
So for that guy, Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. This is Nerds United, Jittery Monkey Podcast, enjoying 11 years of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network at jitterymonkey.com. And Josh asked if we talked about the refreshments before he got on. Well, we talked about like the popcorn at the movie theater.
Yeah, we don't have any refreshments.
No, I mean, I got water.
Yeah, I got water too.
I know that's not what he's talking about, and he's grinding his teeth and clenching his fist and calling me names. So we're going to end the show on that note. So for Mike Luther, Greg Mahochko here, Nerds United, reminding you each and every week to be kind.
And rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.